Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Monday, you may be aware that President Biden's open border policy, which has led to about 8 million foreign nationals crossing into the United States since Biden's been in office, has created havoc throughout the country. And nowhere is that best illustrated than in New York City, where hundreds of thousands of migrants have shown up and they need food, shelter, hospitalization for some, and education for their children. Well, the city can't afford it. New Yorkers are the highest taxed Americans in the entire country now. The liberal mayor, Eric Adams, is demanding Joe Biden give him federal money, but Biden says no. And then there is the moral question. So I was reading an op-ed in Newsday, the newspaper of Long Island, and a Catholic priest is writing that we have to be humane toward the migrants. Okay, that's what Jesus would be, humane toward poor people who need help. But the priest does not acknowledge that the taxpayers need help as well. Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and in order to pay for millions of foreign nationals, we're going to have to raise taxes on those people. Hey, Father, is that humane? Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.